From 2001 through 2010, 79 people in New Hampshire died as a result of domestic violence. Two-thirds were women. And the data shows a disproportionate share of the deaths were in rural counties, including Sullivan, which had the state's highest rate. Attorney General Michael Delaney says that while New Hampshire remains a safe state, domestic violence is occurring at an unacceptably high rate.
As a community, as a state, we have an obligation to look very closely at what is happening in connection with these violent deaths and homicides.
Delaney urged reauthorization of the Federal Violence Against Women Act, which remains stalled in Washington. At issue between the democratically controlled Senate and the Republican-held House are provisions concerning illegal immigrants and same-sex couples. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.